What's up, hustlers? Really excited for our guest this morning. We've got Justin Rothlingshofer.
Nailed it.
Yes.
Nailed it.
All right. So we're starting off strong, and Justin's an up-and-coming entrepreneur in the preventative health space. Justin, thank you so much for being here.
It's so great to be here, Joe and Maria. It's so great to meet you. And
yes.
I'm just really excited to, again, just talk to all the hustlers out there and see how we can help best serve them.
All right. Well, let's get into your background first. You know, for the people who don't know you too well yet, tell us a little bit about how you got into preventative health and where you come from.
Yeah, I mean, so my story starts back when I was 11, and I've got a heavy faith background, and I just heard from the Lord that it was going to be my mission to redeem the health of the world, and not knowing what that was all about, not knowing what that was going to look like, but just basically dove in head first. And at the time, again, being born and raised in Canada, you have to realize that hockey is like a rite of passage. And so I was a hockey player, and that's ultimately the avenue that was able to bring me down to the United States. I came down on a hockey scholarship, got a couple undergraduate degrees in exercise science and nutrition, just had a massive passion for it. And I understood things in a way that a lot of people have a hard time grasping. From there, I went and got my master's degree in exercise physiology. From there, went and did my postgraduate doctoral work in heart rate variability and sleep while also getting my massage therapy degree. And so I was just fully immersed in really learning and understanding how the body worked and what this thing that we are living in can ultimately do and what its potential is. And I was just very blessed then to be able to step into the NCAA and then future into the National Hockey League as a health and performance director. And what I noticed was we had all of this data on these individuals, these high-performing athletes. We had things like blood testing numbers. We had things like training load. We had things like heart rate monitoring. We had things like sleep quality, but we weren't using any of it. It was just sitting there in a corner, and really nobody understood how to dive in and create personalized solutions for people. And I started to create personalized solutions for these athletes. And all of a sudden, we started to see injury rates drop. We started to see sickness rates drop. We started to see energy maintain over the course of the year. We started to have players say, man, I feel different than I did last year. I feel different than I have ever in my career before. I feel like I'm actually playing at a better level. And people very quickly started to ask what was going on. And we weren't doing anything differently other than actually utilizing the data to create N of one solutions to make sure that we could ultimately maintain health. Well, at the same time, let's fast forward now a decade of doing this in the league to 2019, 2020. And you have to understand, I've always been somebody who's really looked after my health, somebody who's always been it's been like a key priority in my life. And I woke up, it wasn't like one morning, but it was gradual where I started to wake up fatigued. I started to notice energy losses throughout the middle of the afternoon. I started to get headaches that weren't present typically. I started to get bloated and not feel really well after I was done eating. I went to all the doctors, went to all the functional medicine specialists, and the doctors said, man, Justin, you are the picture of health, because I was in the middle of triathlons. I was world championship high rocks adventure racer, like just doing a lot of things outside that kept me busy while also doing this in the NHL. And these guys were like, no, you're the picture of health. And I was like, there's something wrong. There's something not right inside. And the functional medicine doc would give me their protocol, their stack to help me out. It was on 10 different supplements. Nothing was getting me any further. Then it hit me. I said, why don't I start doing what we actually do for our athletes? And so I did a couple cellular tests. I looked at my cellular deficiencies, found that I had 14, and then looked at my heart rate variability, and it was somewhere in that 75-80 range. And I was like, this is my body communicating something to me, but what is it actually communicating? So I went to a specialist. I got a colonoscopy, endoscopy. They found four polyps the size of my thumb in my colon, all precancerous. Wow. And they found an ulcer the size of a quarter in my stomach, also precancerous.
Wow.
And it was at that moment that I realized that what I was doing in the NHL for athletes was not just an athlete problem, but it was a human problem. And that's what really set me out on that path and that journey to start Own It and to really kind of take that mission of redeeming the health of the world from a very small siloed place, which I come back to say was really for myself, the ego of what the NHL logo did for me, to now being able to really fulfill on that calling.
That's awesome. And what you were saying, I was listening to some of your stuff on your social media, and you were talking about how most people, they think maybe it's just because they're getting older and these things are, oh, okay, I'm getting older. That's expected. I have brain fog. Yeah, I'm working a lot. But you're like, that's actually not normal. Mm-hmm. And when you go to the doctor, they tell you exactly what you said. Like, oh yeah, you look fine. So you don't look into it more. You know?
Totally. And so here's the unique thing. A lot of people blame the medical system for where we're at in terms of our health. The leading cause of death in the United States is chronic illness at 71%. Of those deaths, 94% are preventable through habit, behavior, and lifestyle change. We have more experts than ever, but nothing's actually personalized. And so people start to really harp on the medical system saying, hey, we need to create a change. Hey, we need them to do something different. But I actually defend the medical system. And the reason I defend the medical system is because if we think about it, I think it does what it's supposed to do and what it's designed to do really, really well. Fix things that are broken. If I have a foot that is facing the wrong direction, don't put me in the cryo chamber. Don't put me in a cold plunge. Like, get me to the medical system.
Yeah.
If I've got a appendix that's about to burst, don't give me an ointment or an essential oil. Like, right. Get me just to the hospital. Yeah. So they fix things that are broken and they make money. Those are the two things that the medical system's been designed to do, and it does it really, really well. Yeah. What we as humans want it to do is we want it to be preventable.
Yeah.
We want it to maintain our health. We want it to prevent illness. But that's not what it was designed to do. Yeah. That's our job. But we have just kept our head in the sand. We've been okay going through our lives just as the status quo. And ultimately, that's why I say we end up earning our illness.
Yeah.
Because we fail to take ownership of our health, which is the one thing that drives everything else that we ultimately end up doing. And so the stressors that we're under chronically, mental, physical, spiritual, emotional stress, the body doesn't know the difference. And so these stressors create chronic deficiencies that lead to chronic symptoms. Chronic symptoms, Maria, that you just spoke about, things like brain fog, things like energy loss, things like inability to sleep, things like inability to focus, things like unexplained weight gain.
Yes, yes, yes.
All the things that we have said are normal. That's what it looks like to turn 45. That's what it looks like when you become a mom or a dad. That's what it looks like to run a team of 30. That's what it looks like to be an entrepreneur. Because that's what we've been told.
True.
But it's a lie. It's a lie. Because everything that we've ever looked at is looking at what the medical system just looks at, or the functional medicine docs or all these people, they just look at what's broken. But you may not be broken yet.
Yeah.
And just because you're not broken, it doesn't mean everything is right.
Yeah.
And so if we can truly start to shift into understanding our bodies, understanding our data, letting data drive direction, letting data drive decisions, that's the moment that we're able to take ownership and really be preventable in what we're ultimately doing, which is maintaining our health as long as we can.
Yeah. I really actually connect to what you're saying, because in business in general, me and Joe were just having this conversation, like, know your numbers, know your stats. And the only way to get better in your business or to grow or to fix a problem is to know your numbers. But you don't really think about that in your body, like, know the things, prevent it before. So it's like, I really relate to what you just said. But for somebody that's just normal, like, you wouldn't, some of the words you're using are Chinese to me.
Yeah.
Like, so how do they gain the education to even know where to look for this stuff or what to look for?
And to be honest with you, Maria, that's where my mission has just become so, I've become so bullish on it, because people need to know this information. They need to understand their body. They need to know this data. I was giving this example to somebody on a phone call this morning where since 2014, it's when we peaked in North America on the average lifespan of men and women. And it peaked around 79.4. Or 79.4, pardon me. Since then, over the last decade, we've seen continual downward trend in that, to where men now are just above 73 years as an average lifespan, and females are just above 77 years. Wow. We've seen a continual downward trend over the last decade, and so don't blame COVID for it. Don't blame wherever. Blame the fact that we have continued to become more and more dissociated with what health actually means for us, all while having more social media, having more experts, having more information, yeah. having more knowledge, having more webinars, having more podcasts, yeah. having more access to information. Yeah. But there's nothing that's synthesizing it down to what actually matters, yeah. which is the N of one solution, the personalization, and knowing your data. Because how many people out there, I use this example often, go through life, they've worked their entire life, they've paid taxes their entire life, they've thrown into their 401k, they've paid into retirement, and all of a sudden at 70 years old, somebody tells you you're out of money. Well, what do you mean? I did everything yeah. I was told to do. But you never looked at your data. You never looked at your numbers. You never looked at how you were doing. You never looked at your statements. You never knew what was actually there. And that's the same thing to your point, Marie. We've never done that with our bodies. And now is the time that we have to pull our heads out of the sand. We have to look up. We have to say, hey, the medical system isn't to blame. It's not everybody else around. It's me that I have to start actually valuing this thing, yeah. valuing my health, and know the numbers that are so, so important. And so, if you guys have any follow-up, we can dive into this, but then I want to go deep into like what these numbers mean and where people start and how they do it.
Yeah, let's do that. I mean, if understanding the numbers is really, really the key, which I completely agree it is, one we talked about is HRV. So I've got my wearable every single morning. I wake up, I'm told my HRV, and I have no clue what to do with that. And I get that same feeling like Maria was talking about. If I'm looking at, you know, a overview of my business, and I see a KPI that's going down when it shouldn't be or going up and it shouldn't be, and I don't understand that number, so yeah. I don't know what to do with that. So could you help me understand a little bit?
Yeah, I say there's three things, it's almost like a triangle,
okay.
that we need to ultimately know in order to optimize the way that our body is functioning and the way that it's feeling and the habits and behaviors that we start to develop. The first thing we need to understand, to your point, Joe, is heart rate variability.
Okay.
Heart rate variability, otherwise known as HRV, it's what I did all my postgraduate research in. The best definition I've been able to come up with that we are able to understand is it's the universal language that our body communicates to us how it is adapting to stress and strain in our life.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So the universal language to how our body is adapting to stress and strain, remembering that our body doesn't know the difference between mental, physical, spiritual, emotional, real or perceived, positive, negative, past, future, or present stressors. So for example, Joe, you just had a baby. Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
Thank you.
First
Thank
daughter.
You. Yes.
And you haven't been getting as good night's sleep. Mm-hmm. So you're not going and running marathons. You're not going and doing extra workouts. You're not going and working hard in a construction type job. Mm-hmm. But you have a lot of emotional and mental stressors that are being placed on you right now because of your time of life.
Okay.
Maria, on the other hand, maybe Maria's getting ready to run a marathon, and so she's increasing the amount of miles that she's doing. Or she's trying to, this is her first podcast today, so maybe she came in a little bit more nervous than she would be, and so there's more stress going on in her life. The body's responses to all of that is the same. Increases adrenaline, increases norepinephrine, increases cortisol. The body's response is the same because the body goes, oh my gosh, I just have to keep Maria alive. And the body goes, oh my God, I just have to keep Joe alive. That's the main purpose of what our nervous system does. And so when we live in that chronic stress state, what happens is we're going to see an HRV number that starts to trend downwards. A higher HRV number is better. Now people always say, what should my HRV be? It's completely individual to you. This is where we start to get into N of one conversation. This is where we start to get into personalization. Because a great number for Maria in being able to see progress might be a low number for Joe.
Yeah.
Or vice versa.
Just how your body reacts.
It's how your body is genetically predispositioned. But then the trend lines that we start to see is what matters. What does it look like over the course of a week? What does it look like over the course of a month? What does it look like over the course of a quarter? Are the habits and behaviors that we're engaging in, ultimately giving you greater capacity to take on more stress, or the habits and behaviors that you're taking on over the course of the day, like how are you sleeping? How are you eating? How are you exercising? How are your stress management techniques? How are you able to provide some type of self-care for yourself? Are those helping you, or are they actually holding you back?
Got it.
Are you out of rhythm between what I call stress or overload and regeneration recovery? When your rhythm is great, doesn't mean it's balanced. Very different. When your rhythm is great, because you have to stress in order to grow. You want to build a business, you want to build a family, you want to build any of the things, get ready to stress.
Yeah.
You have to have it in order to grow. But in order to build capacity, we have to regenerate. And that's when we start to find this space of ownership. And so that's why I say HRV is this universal metric, the best metric we have to understand holistic health and wellness for how our body is adapting to stress and strain. Because let's go back through that process or that journey of what chronic illness, of how we get to chronic illness. Chronic stress creates chronic deficiencies, mm-hmm. creates chronic symptoms. Chronic symptoms we consider normal, which leads us into chronic illness at a certain amount of time. And so number one, if we can figure out where we're at with chronic stress, how are we adapting to stressors? Boom, we've got a great start
yeah.
as to understand what we need to do. Number two is cellular deficiencies. Cellular deficiencies. Because what happens in our body is our cells are constantly having to adapt, constantly having building blocks, vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that are ultimately fueling us to be awake, to be mentally clear, to be functioning, to be repairing our mind, repairing our body, repairing our muscles from the things that we're doing on a day-to-day basis. And so what happens is when we look at blood testing, a lot of people get your typical blood testing from, let's call it Inside Tracker or their local functional doctor yeah. or their medical GP or whatever that might be.
Yeah.
But the blood testing that they're getting is serum testing, which looks at what's broken. Do you have high ALT numbers? Do you have high liver enzymes? Do you have high kidney numbers? Do you have high red blood cell, low white blood cell, cholesterol numbers? These are the things that we're looking at. What's broken? Because if we know what's broken, we can fix it. Right. But oftentimes people go, man, like you, there's nothing broken here. There's nothing I can do.
Yeah.
But when we go into the cell, every single one of us has deficiencies right now. You have deficiencies, and I have deficiencies. And so once we understand what our cellular deficiencies are, the building blocks of what we take from the serum and pull into the cell and make available for us to use from vitamins, minerals, and amino acids, it's at that point that we can have true custom formulated supplementation. It's that point that we can have true personalized nutrition. It's at that point we can have true customized habit formation, because we know what we need to target. We know the direction yeah. we need to go. Otherwise, before that, we're just guessing.
Yeah.
And so cellular testing and heart rate variability, when you combine those two things, you now take a look at the map to chronic illness, and we're eliminating the first two steps. Chronic stress, great. Let's know where we're at all times. Chronic deficiencies, great. Let's understand where we're at all times. And then we realize that if we have chronic symptoms, there's probably something in one of these two categories that is not right. And so there's all these alarm bells going off on our dashboard. Just like a car, we wouldn't continue to keep driving our car if it says check engine and windshield wiper fluid's gone and check oil. It's like, oh, it's fine. It's not broken yet.
Yeah. No flat tires. That's so right. We're good.
That's right. The car's still working.
Yeah.
We're just going to keep going. And then all of a sudden when it breaks down and somebody comes to you with a $50,000 bill, you're like, piece of car.
How could I have known?
Car's a piece of crap. What's going on here?
Yeah.
Why didn't you tell me earlier? Well, friends.
There's warning signs. Yeah.
There was warning signs. And so there's clues that are ultimately guiding us, but we don't speak that language. We don't know what that language is. And the moment that we're empowered, it takes us from a point of looking and being able to look away to now seeing and not being able to unsee.
Yeah.
Heart rate variability and cellular deficiencies will single-handedly change the way that you feel, will change the way that you are operating, and will change the decisions that you're making, because data drives decisions. Data determines direction. And when we're able to operate in that way, we're now doing things differently. We're now taking ownership. We're no longer guessing at what our body needs. We're no longer copying what the influencer or our neighbor or our sibling is doing that maybe worked for them. And we're no longer just complying with somebody who told us to do something randomly because it was the best thing to do. We're now customizing. And when you go into and you start living a life that's truly in customization and in ownership and an N of one solution, life changes. Life is not the same. Life is different.
Well, it's because your problem gets fixed. You know, I can see, I think a lot of people end up giving up, or, you know, giving up on their health to a degree, because it's like, well, I saw on TikTok somebody said meditate, and I tried meditating, and that didn't work for me. So screw it, you know?
That's kind of me. But also, like, because as you get older, like, I'm getting older, my parents are getting older, but just like you said, like, I know something's wrong. I shouldn't be feeling this tired. I didn't feel like that before. And then you do a blood test, and they're like, oh, it's just a little bit of vitamin D. So you get vitamin D, you still feel the same way. You're like, okay, well, I guess that's it. And you go on TikTok. Okay, do an ice bath.
This is so good. Can I speak into this for a second?
Yes, please.
So, because you're going back and you talked about getting your blood testing done. And because it's a serum panel, you can be supplementing with vitamin D, even though you had low vitamin D levels. But because you don't have other vitamins and minerals, because you don't have certain enzymes or cofactors available, you can't take it from the serum and pull it into the cell to make it available. So that's why your symptoms don't go away. Exactly.
Your body is not going to use it. Yeah.
Exactly. So it's no longer usable. It's no longer available. You can't actually use it. And so even though you're supplementing it, it's still not available. And that is just this thing that people don't understand, is that I have seen thousands of people come in that say, Justin, I've taken a multivitamin, I've been on vitamin D, I've been on vitamin C, I've done the things that all my functional specialists or all the people that have told me this is the best supplement in the world, and they've had high vitamin D levels, high vitamin A levels, high vitamin C levels, high iron levels in their serum, but they're functionally deficient at the cellular level, and it explains everything that they've been going through. It explains the brain fog. It explains the inability to sleep. It explains the energy issues. It explains the gut issues. It explains the headaches. It explains the body aches. It explains all of these things.
Yeah.
But it's not one solution. It's not, oh, here's the best product for you, Joe, and you, Maria, and me, Justin. No, it's going to be unique for you. It's going to be unique for you, and it's going to be unique for me. The conversation that we have been having in the health and wellness space is ultimately poisoning people.
Yeah.
And what do I mean by that? You're going to see experts go toe-to-toe about if paleo is better, if Mediterranean is better, if carnivore is better, or only fruit and vegetables is better. None of them work.
Works different for everybody.
Exactly. Yeah. None of them work for everyone. None of them work for everyone.
Yeah.
And so the argument doesn't even matter.
Yeah.
It's the wrong conversation we're having. It's not what can I figure out that's going to be the best for everybody. It's what can I figure out, what system can we develop? And that's what's been on my heart for so long, is how can we figure out a system that's unique for Joe, unique for his body, unique for his needs, unique for the season of life he's in, unique for the priorities that he has, but also is equally the same for Maria, because Maria needs something different because you guys are opposite genders.
Yeah.
You guys need something different because you have different priorities. You guys need something different because you are in different seasons of life. You guys are different because you have different stressors. You guys are different because you have different deficiencies. Why would we ever ask you to do one thing the same because it's a universal solution?
Wow. Sold.
That's crazy, because I was just telling Joe about like these TikTok videos about Celsius and different things, but there's a girl on there that only eats meat, and they interview her a lot. She's really big on TikTok. And some people in my family were having stomach issues, and I did that exact, well, you need to try this. Well, did you try this thing that I saw? Like, and you're right, but what will work for her is not going to work for every single person. So just because one person sees results. So like, how do you find out what your cellular deficiencies are?
Yeah, so it's great. So it's something that we have done through our company and being able to set up. There's two things that I'll kind of go into here. So number one, it's a cellular test. It's a blood test. different than your typical blood test. It looks the same as you get pulled, but the way it's processed is very different. And so we do it. If people are interested, ownittesting.com is where they can grab that and be able just to actually start that process. You'll have a phlebotomist come right to your home, pull your blood, get that all done, get through the system. You'll have a debrief with our team, go over and actually see what's happening. But the thing that people, I think, start to get confused about as they go down this road is once you identify your cellular deficiencies, once you see what you're actually deficient in, it's the next steps that are unique to you that really make the change. It's not just getting the test done, oh, now I'm going to start feeling better. It's, oh, now I get the test and now I have clarity. Now I have some level of confidence of what's going on. Now I have some direction because I'm no longer just taking wild right. stabs. Going back to your statement, Maria, there's so many people that do the same thing. And I'm just going to use carnivore because you said that. Maybe they just go and start eating only meat. And some of the things in their gut, some of the things in their brain fog they were feeling start to clear up. Well, it's probably because you took some of the things out of your diet that right. were causing these irritations. But over the course of time, what's going to happen by being on something like this and not knowing where the deficiencies lie, you're going to start seeing depletion in something else. And that's why people are like, well, it worked for me for 2 or 3 months and now it doesn't work for me anymore.
Yeah.
I started something and I felt really good for like 2 or 3 months and now I feel like crap again.
Yeah.
There must just be something wrong with my body. Nothing works. No, there's nothing wrong with you. You've just been trying to play everybody else's game and not your game.
Yeah.
You've been trying to build this system off of guessing or copying rather than customizing. And so the way that you get that testing done, again, ownittesting.com is where you start. You get your cellular testing done. We're able to identify deficiencies. We're able to understand 85 different vitamins, minerals, and amino acids at the cellular level, where they lie. So then we can start to formulate your game plan as to where you go.
Nice. I need that. Honestly, you have a one post on your page that like hit me like a ton of bricks.
Which one was that? It's good to know. Good market research here.
So you talk about you don't want to be the guy with just a shoebox full of vitamins. I was like, fuck, that's me. I every Sunday, right? I've got my shoebox of all my different vitamins in my little, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday planner. And I don't know, obviously, I've learned more in just talking with you here than I've known my entire life up to this point. But every Sunday, I refill all my vitamins. And, you know, I'll just do things like, well, you know, my joints have been a little sore from jiu-jitsu. So Google good things for joints and throw some of those things in there, right?
So
I'm literally the shoebox of vitamins guy. So.
And I'm the opposite of him. I'm just like, if I don't know, like, why am I going to like just take something?
Yeah.
I'll fast and I'll feel a little better, but I do the hopping around. Like I'll do the, okay, maybe I should just do fruits and veggies only. I'm not feeling better. Okay. Let me try just protein. Like, and then like you said, like you'll feel better, but then again, it'll go right back.
Yeah. Yeah. And the funny thing about that, like, so I'll take both of these like in tandem here, but like the way that we solve for this, like you probably spend so much time on Sundays going and picking pills out and putting them into these boxes.
Oh, you know.
And at the end of the day, you don't even know if it's working or not.
Yeah.
And so in the process, what we're doing is our team actually literally custom formulates a single product, one product that's built for you based off of deficiencies, based off of cofactors and coenzymes that are going to help bring those raw materials into the cell in a usable form. Mm-hmm. And then the cool part is it's not one solution. Now, oh yeah, now Joe, just ride it out for the rest of your life. No, because your body continually adapts.
Change.
Your body continually changes. And so we'll retest somewhere between every 3 and 6 months to understand, and then we'll reformulate again.
Nice.
So it's no longer having to pick pills every Sunday and start to figure out and Google what is actually happening. It's no, we know where your deficiencies are. Let's build something for you. So it's a single product. If no longer, we're going to give you back your 2 hours that you spend on Sundays.
Yeah, nice.
And
all
now
the,
it's
all the activities I can do.
All the activities with 2 hours. I love that.
Like, yeah.
We'll be celebrating another child coming into this world in about
9 months.
Oh, man. And so like when we're looking at this, we've got now this unique solution for you and it's going to continue to iterate.
Yeah.
Whereas even when we come over here to Maria, where she's been hopping around and trying to figure all of this stuff out, for the first time, you're going to have some level of clarity. You're going to understand, you know what, man,
I'm deficient in these four vitamins, these three minerals, and these five amino acids. Well, what foods are highly abundant in these minerals and amino acids and these vitamins? I'm going to start to focus a little bit more on these and tailor my diet to this so that now I'm getting it in a nutritional form, but I'm also getting it in a supplement form. Because there's some things that our body simply can't break down from food and actually have in a usable form. And there's some things that we just need a little bit more help with. So now that we've tailored this together, you almost put up like this time energy shield around your face. And it doesn't matter what anybody else says. Doesn't matter what the trend is. Doesn't matter what you're constantly hearing. You just now have just the deepest level of confidence, the deepest level of understanding as to this is where I'm going. This is the direction that I'm walking. And I know what my body needs. I feel like I have ownership over this thing for the first time. And I feel like there's a sense of control and confidence that ultimately allows me to step into something that's completely different from what I've been understanding thus far.
Yeah.
And like you said earlier, you were saying that like, you obviously have to have stress in order to grow. So when you do that, you start implementing these things that are personal to your body. What does that do for like handling stress? Does that help?
Amazing question. Amazing. You increase capacity because now all these stressors that your body has been exposed to no longer has it anymore. I think about it like this bottle. This bottle has a certain capacity and life is pouring water into this bottle, right? Well, the only way that we increase capacity is by poking holes in this bottle so that we can take on more, we can take on more, we can take on more. Well, if you're operating with cellular deficiencies, it starts clogging some of those holes. If you're operating with stress that you can no longer get rid of, you're clogging some of those holes. If you're engaging in habits and behaviors, such as just bouncing around from diet to diet or bouncing around from workout to workout or bouncing around from night routine to try to figure out what to do, it again clogs those holes because they were never built for you. And so when all of a sudden we live this N of one solution, it gives us capacity. And this is why HRV is so important, is because as soon as you start eating in a tailored way towards you, as soon as you start training in a tailored way towards you, as soon as you start supplementing in a tailored way towards you, as soon as you start having some other habits that are derived based on these needs that will be, again, tailored towards you, HRV starts to increase. And you have the confidence and the confirmation that what you're doing is actually working. It's no longer guessing. It's no longer wondering. It's no longer copying. It's no longer just complying. It's a life lived differently. It's a life that's taken ownership of your body, of your health, in a way that you're like, man, I know I'm on this direction. And I know that I'm ultimately stepping into a life that I'm not going to abide by what's normal in this world. I'm not going to abide by the typical lifespan of this world. I'm no longer going to live just to 72 and just kind of peer my way out. I'm no longer going to earn my illness, but I'm taking a stand. I'm drawing a line in the sand and I'm not crossing over this. And I'm saying, hey, I'm going to take ownership of my health and I'm going to live a life that's different.
No more Googling best vitamin for 33-year-old men.
That's right. That's right. And and here's the thing. You're going to do that and you're probably going to get the similar players, right? The players that have been marketed and spent millions of dollars marketing their product. You're going to get the Athletic Greens, you're going to get the Thorns, you're going to get the Just for Men's, you're going to get all these things that have basically paid the dollars in order to get in front of you. And you're like, I guess this is what I do because
it's what everybody else is doing.
It's what the influencers are doing. It's what Google tells me to do. Yeah. It's the number one thing there. I go on, I click on their Instagram. They've got 500,000 followers. It must be good.
Yeah.
But is it good for you?
Yeah.
Sounds like they're just throwing a pin at a wall and hoping that they find that thing that you might need.
Well, that's the funny thing is you start to look at a lot of the things that are marketed out there and they've thrown the bathtub and the kitchen sink in it and are just hoping it hits all of these things. And they'll, at the end of the day, they'll say, well, if you use this, it'll help you with something. You'll be better off than you were by not doing it.
Yeah.
And for me, it's like, okay, but you're going to go down this road. And if you don't understand your body, like if you have no idea how you actually feel, you'll actually do some of these things. You'll be like, oh, I think I'm feeling better. I think this is working. But then you'll notice some other things start to happen. I'll give you a perfect example. For me, I won't name the product, but there was a product that I used because somebody, again, this was back when I was struggling in 2019. Mm-hmm. They said, hey, use this because it helps with energy. It helps with mental clarity. It really helps with that gut issue, I think, that you're going through. And you're probably minus a lot of things in like your gut flora. Okay, sure.
Give it a shot.
Well, as soon as I started taking it, I started to feel jittery. I started to, like, my headaches got a little bit better. Mm-hmm. My sleep was a little bit better. But all of a sudden, my gut just blew up. Like, it was terrible. And I took it for 3 days. And that was it.
Wow.
I couldn't handle it. And then I've had a lot of people, especially as our brand has started to grow, as people start to see, like, we're very data-driven and applicable in this way, we've had a lot of companies, supplement companies primarily, that have reached out and said, hey, would you endorse our product? Hey, would you have them on with us? And my answer is always no. Because and they're like, well, it's the best for solving this. The best for solving this for who?
Yeah. Right.
The best for solving this for who? And if you actually take something that was made for you versus you take something that was made for everyone, the results do not hold a candle.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I know you've got a book coming out very soon too. You must be pumped about that. When's the book launch?
So excited. So excited. It's April 23rd.
Oh, wow.
Is when the book officially drops, but we're in pre-sales as we speak. We're on a New York Times bestseller push right now, which we're just so blessed and excited about to really get this message out to people. The name of the book is The Power of Ownership, Redeem Your Health, Live Life by Design, and Break the Relentless Pursuit of Normal. And really, we put a lot of what we've talked about in a tangible, tactical toolbox that people can start to use, that people can start to actually understand. They can understand HRV. They can understand cellular deficiency. They can understand custom habit formation based off these things. It's a book that's meant to not only educate you, but also equip you so that it can empower you to take these sentiments on their own. So again, if you're wanting to have access to that book, thepowerofownershipbook.com is where you can grab that. Anybody who does pre-orders between now and April 23rd, they're going to have access to our content vault that has a whole bunch of great information in there. They're going to get access to 3 live events virtually with myself, as well as be entered for some one-on-one work with myself and our team, which is going to be really cool. So the Power of Ownership book. .com is where people can have access to that and really just start to educate and equip yourself to really take ownership of your health and realize life done differently.
Nice. Yeah.
I'm definitely going to pre-order that, Justin, because to me this is so important. I actually like try to seek out like education on health, on what I can be doing better. And there's just too much out there that you're right. It's feeding you the wrong things. And you kind of just look at what the majority is saying.
Yeah.
But what you're saying is so simple. It makes so much sense that if they just heard that, it would be like, yeah, it clicks in your brain. You're right. Everybody isn't the same. Everybody does need a different solution. That's why these things do kind of work, but don't.
Yeah.
It just makes so much sense, like when you break it down that way. So your book is kind of give you the basis of the education that you need to kind of move forward. And then on your, you said you could go through you to do the cellular testing.
Yep, exactly. So ownittesting.com is where you can grab your cellular testing. And then as you start on that journey, you can start to figure it out yourself. You can go, you can get a wearable device, you can start tracking HRV, you can use the book as your kind of guide, you can get your cellular testing done, you can have our team custom formulate supplementation. But if you want literally us to walk you through the process, if you want it done for you, if you don't want it done with you, we have different programs with our coaching teams to literally help you take ownership of your health and reverse the way that you're feeling and ultimately change a lot of these things in a very powerful way. And so we've wanted to make sure that this was something that people could have access to and start in any way. Hey, you want to just get the book and get your testing done and have your own wearable device and go on your own journey? By all means, you've got the information, you've got the knowledge that's there. You can continue to engage in my podcast. You can continue to engage in all the free content I put out. You can educate yourself just depending on how much time, energy, and effort you want to put in. on the other hand, if you want to actually have a coaching process that takes you through it and helps you and guides you and literally puts an N of one solution in your hand, and treats you as the individual you are, that's available to you too. And so on our mission to redeem the health of the world, we knew that being able to make this cost effective for people was super important. And this was something, I get emotional talking about this because this, I think, is something that really just bothers me when we come to health, is the solutions are either so expensive or B, not made for you and run of the mill and average at best. And for me, when we started to go down this road of, okay, how do we reach everybody? How do we make this so that everybody has access to it? Next week, we will officially launch as being the only health coaching, testing, and custom supplementation company in the world that accepts HSA and FSA to pay for every single service. And so you're using pre-tax dollars that both you and your company are able to put in there. You can write this off as a as an expense for your business. Like, we have done everything in our power to make sure that we can have this, and there is no issue as to why people can't get into something like this, where now it's available in an N of one solution. It's available to you. It's available with basically as close as we can get to insurance covering it as possible, and now being able to just make it accessible to the masses is something that we're just so proud of, and something we'll continue to be bullish on, because the message needs to be heard that it's not about what the masses are doing. It's not about what everybody else is doing. It's how are we making it unique to you? How are we making it customized to you? How do we make this N of one solution that is data driven? So it's not based off of Justin's emotions, Justin's feelings, or Justin's ideas. It's based upon data that drives the direction and that drives the decisions, so that we can make sure we do what's best for Joe. We can make sure we do what's best for Maria, and everybody sees the results that they're striving for at the end of the day. And that's how we combat the issue with chronic illness.
I was thinking I'll just, you know, reallocate every Sunday my shoebox sorting time, and I'll read your book instead.
There you go.
Give me 2-3 weeks and we'll be a much more educated man.
You'll be an educated man, and you'll also be taking action in different ways that will give you a different outcome as well.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, Justin, I've learned a ton. So, you know, you've got the book coming out shortly. What else can we expect to see from you and your company in the near future?
Yeah, I mean, it's a very exciting time in our company, and as we continue to just reach people. And for me, there's been just a ton of stages. I've just been so blessed by the outreach, because people are really resonating with the message. That Maria, as you said, it's so simple, but it's the first thing that makes sense. I truly believe that our soul, our spirit knows the truth. And when you hear something that is the truth, when you hear something that's different, when you hear something that aligns, it almost makes your heart jump. It feels like it fills a void that has been there for a long time. And that's just a lot of the feedback that I'm getting. And at the end of the day, I always say to people, if you don't sign up with us, if you don't take this journey with us, it's not going to change my life. But if you choose to step in and you choose to go in and you choose to accept this, I just guarantee you, I know it's going to change yours. And that, I think, is just something that I've just been so bullish on, is I know this is my God-given mission. I know this is where I'm supposed to be. I know this is the journey that I've gone on ultimately, so that I can help be the caveat for our nation, then our continent, and then ultimately the world, so that we can again realize something different. We can realize our potential, and we can step up into the callings that are unique to each and every one of us.
Awesome. Well, Justin, I've loved talking with you. I've learned a ton. And I'm going to let you take us out and close us out here. So tell everybody, what's the best way to get in touch with you if they want to connect with you? What's the best way to find more information on your company and your programs?
Awesome. Guys, if you're wanting to get started, ownitcoaching.com is where you can find us. If you're wanting to get the book, thepowerofownershipbook.com is where you can get that resource. And then if you're wanting to get your cellular testing done, ownittesting.com. But again, I just continue to speak to you. I continue to empower you to step into this. You don't have to accept normal. You don't have to accept the status quo. You don't have to accept what everybody else has. Because if you allow data to drive decisions, if you allow data to drive direction, if you allow yourself to be different, it's at that point that you can realize health in a different way. And it starts with taking ownership of your health. It starts with educating yourself, equipping yourself, and empowering yourself so you can realize life done differently.